T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to show number 2,886. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. In the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has cool and crazy foods. Noah Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted. Click, clack.
Drink a Detroit.
All right, here we go. One of Canada's biggest coffee chains designed to also sell pot. Meanwhile, a fight over whether Halle Berry played Aretha Franklin leads to a man getting shot. Just this morning. Florida man steals a man's mail, comes back 2 days later and steals dog too. A plane nearly misses van crossing runway on a way to a barbecue. And shocker, as woman who forced man to have sex at machete point is unfit for trial. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here is how it works. You call us. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. By the way, congratulations to our very own D. Ted Smith, who for the last 4 months has been lobbying to get an updated and better wheel. It arrived today. Congrats on that.
Nice.
Fighting a man. I like that.
Sure you'll enjoy it, too.
Yes, indeed. It will make a noticeable difference. That was a fight well fought, Ted. So we'll spin that category wheel, then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who read the book of Dumb for Dummies and then found a way to answer 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999. Hola, you can like The Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to The Men's Room Radio Network.
This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, it's all day, and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,886. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once again, we have the head chef in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has foods that will cool you down and some new crazy foods.
Crazy.
That have hit the market here in the last few weeks. The head chef is on the way with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Noah Sherlock is coming up. Another round of Profile This. And, of course, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. And as we do every time we do a little Big Dummy, we do a little Men's Room poll. And last week on the poll, based on popular demand of a conversation we had, we're trying to just single out who is in fact the worst driver. And the choices we gave you, the minivan, the Prius, the German car and the bicyclist. Most of those were basically presented by you, as we got into that discussion before that aired. And we were curious, who's the worst driver out there? According to you, hands down, no question, it is in fact the bicyclist, clear-cut winner. There was no doubt about that. Prius came in at number two, followed by the minivan and the German car in last place.
Yeah.
As far as the worst driver.
Not so bad when sharing the road with others.
Now, keep in mind, if you do follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we put up the poll there as well, so you can go there and vote. And today, we decided this was a tough one for us because...
For you!
Well, there are many painful things in the world.
I think I nailed the suck.
I think it did too.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you are a parent or you're an aunt or an uncle and you've ever taken young ones to a Disney on Ice or whatever's popular at the time. I've seen Dragon Tales, I've seen Dora the Explorer, all these things that happened.
I've seen Peppa Pig and Disney on Ice.
They were popular when my kids were that age. So whatever it was at that time,
sucked.
You go to the children's version. Saw Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, I didn't do all that.
Babe the Bear in the House.
How many did you go to, man?
I saw them all.
I think it was. Those
asses put a commercial on all the time, man. They do. You know, coming to the Baltimore Arena. Get ready. It's Nemo. They go,
That's how you teach your kids disappointment.
Oh, that was one of the greatest things ever, man. It was so hot. It had to be 100 and... I mean, just Baltimore... hot. They have this old arena. Nothing wrong with it.
There's a lot wrong with
it. Antiquated. It's an old arena.
There's plenty wrong with it.
Baltimore Arena. All right, I'm not going to throw it completely under the bus because I have seen some good shows there. Either way, it's old.
The shows are good.
They got like a hot dog and a Coke, man. That's all they got at the concession stand. I mean, they got nothing. Here's a Bud Light, kid. But it's sweltering in there. And this is like a Saturday at noon show. Now, keep in mind the way these kids' stuff goes, man. They got four or five shows that day.
Right.
So, especially Saturday and Sunday, man, they got four or five shows. Well, immediately, man, you just start seeing these puddles. And all the skaters, the ice, it's melting. At an unbelievable place. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's worse than the planet right now. I mean, it's just melting in front of your eyes to the point where now they can't move and they're getting stuck. So they have to call it, man. They called it for the entire weekend. Fortunately, that was one of the better ones because I only had to really be there for about 20 minutes.
Right.
But it's still, it was...
They should have a contingency plan and do Under the Sea.
So then I said maybe a musical. And you said no, because some musicals, like Rock of Ages...
Right. You can find a musical
Tommy?
To get through. See, it's...
I don't even know about that
I would sit through Tommy.
I would.
Hell yeah.
Like the... It's The Who, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. The Who performed it and wrote it.
Yeah.
But like, you can find a musical, you can sit there, and that's why I was trying to be specific. Like, Matt, you can't just say musical. It's too easy. It's just too easy.
Okay, so we've got...
And Mike likes musicals.
We've got what we believe to be just the horrible, horrible experiences. But either way, you're going to have to go, and you're going to have to sit through one of these. They are all equivalent on the same amount of time. Because you might say, well, operas can last for 3 or 4 hours.
Okay.
We don't know.
Then they all
either
do.
Way, choice number one is an opera. So let's... Is this Figaro?
It is.
Yeah. Is this the main guy?
Send me my new ringtone.
Could you imagine having sex to this?
Yes. That's what I sound like when I reach that moment.
Oh, don't move. So choice number one is the opera. You got to sit through that.
I can sit through it.
That's choice number one. Number two, the second choice is the ballet.
Nope. This actually makes me angry, man.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
The Nutcracker was one of the most painful experiences of my life. It was very close to my hemorrhoidectomy. As far as just the pain involved. And the hemorrhoidectomy lasted for months.
Maybe I'm a bad person. This just makes me full of hate.
This traumatized me.
This makes me angry.
I was so pissed off when I went to the Nutcracker. I was mad at Christmas. I was angry at it. I was like, what does this rat have to do with killing the Taliban? Made no sense. Anyway. Choice number three.
Now, to me,
this is Steve suggested.
Because You said choir, and I said, man, I feel you, but I'm telling you, you can get like the Brooklyn whatever
all
kids.
Right. Yeah, of
they
course.
Can throw it down, man. But this, I said specifically, just in my opinion, as far as choirs go that I think are just, I put it this way. I don't believe it is physically possible to like this. I think if okay. you say you like this, you're a goddamn liar.
Do you think
liar.
Anyone knows any of these songs? All right,
from a choir?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, all right.
This is...
So, choice number three is the Tabernacle Choir.
Tabernacle.
I was thinking more of like a gospel choir.
That's why I said Tabernacle Choir. Because it's too easy. It's too everyone with big choir. And what is this?
Sounds like white
chanting.
The Battle
of Jericho. It's the Battle of Jericho.
Yeah.
Is it really? How did you know that?
Oh, they just said it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, you can understand what they're saying?
The only line in the
you can understand
song.
What they're saying?
Jericho.
Oh, now I hear it.
All right, but I never would have heard that before. Wow, that's amazing you picked that up.
You can hear, man, but you got to listen.
Thank you,
so heavy. There you go. You got to sit through one of those. Will it be the opera? Will it be the ballet? Or will it be the Tabernacle Choir? Jeez. That is our men's room poll. As once again, it is time for Little Big Dummy 844-999. Hola.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Ken, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Oh, sober. At work.
Sober, Ken. Welcome to the show, man. All right, men's room poll. You got to sit through one. Will it be the opera, the ballet, or the Tabernacle Choir?
Gosh, I was all over the ballet until that Tabernacle Choir came in. At least the ballet, you can see the girls dance around a little bit.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, at least the opera, you're going to see boobs, because you know the woman who's going to come out has got her boobs up to her chin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so it's got to be the choir.
Really?
Got to be the worst.
All right. Okay.
No, the worst. Which one would you want if you had to sit through one?
Sit through one of these. You're trying to pick the one that would be the least
horrible.
Right, I know. Yeah, we know point. That. But you got to pick one to sit through. Like, you're going to have to take a ticket and go to one of these things. So, ideally, it would be the least painful.
Ballet. All right. Okay. But I agree with you
with
that the Tabernacle Choir.
They do that little twinkle thing with their toes. That's terrible. Ugh.
The whole thing. If you have to hear it, it sucks. All right. Here's your question. How many feet long is a bowling lane from the foul line to the head
holy
pin?
Holy smokes.
I mean, I enjoy bowling.
66.
You're close. 60.
I was going to say 62.
Were you? I had no idea. Like, when I read the question, I'm like,
I was just thinking dimensionally. I've been bowling.
Okay.
It's 6 inches shorter than distance from the pitcher's pitching mound to the home
think
plate.
About that.
Huh.
Well, I'm from Graham. Inches. It's about as long as my single-wide trailer.
Okay.
You bowl in your trailer?
You nice. Can now.
Why not?
Just got to take out that bar at the kitchen area.
All right, your question. What is the lowest hand that beats a straight in poker?
Lowest hand that beats a straight in poker would obviously be a flush.
Nice.
Very good. Yeah, nice.
You know how I knew he would know that answer?
Why is that?
Well, as long as we're double wide, like, oh, he'll know this.
You got it. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
I learned that from studying the painting of the Bulldogs. Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
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 Sober, not sober.
Sadly, not sober.
Not sober, Stefan. Welcome to the show. All right, Stefan. Men's room poll. You got to sit through one of these. Will it be the opera, the ballet, or the Tabernacle Choir?
I'd have to agree with the last person. If I had to sit through one, probably the ballet.
Have you been to the ballet?
The girls. What's that?
Have you been to the ballet?
I have not.
Obviously not. It's a lot. It's obviously, and I'll tell you something else. A lot of unexpected penis. Those dudes are wearing some tight pants, and the outline is very prominent.
They want you to know.
There's a lot of penis going on, just so you know. If you like penis, you probably would love the ballet.
But not the music. It's just hearing it is the worst part, man. Otherwise, there's people dancing around, right? And I'm like, all right, silly, but... whatever, I could sit through it. But once you play the music, I'm like, now this sucks and I'm angry. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. What major river runs through Rome?
Oh. Man, I don't even know. I have no idea.
Got no idea. But you feel like you should know for some reason.
I as soon as he says it, you'll know it.
Tiber? I think like Tiber. Yeah.
Tiber.
I think like a Venice. Or
what runs through Venice?
No, just as far as being flooded with rivers and, you know what I mean, gondola crap and all that.
But
stuff.
Does Venice have a river, or is that just seawater that's in the canals?
I think it's just seawater in the canal. Yeah. Maybe. Hell, I don't know. All right, here's your question. Hepatitis is the inflammation of which organ?
The Hammond.
God, that's another one. I don't know.
The liver?
The liver. That is correct. Now you know why you don't want it. Huh? All right, this question I did not know the answer to because I do not care about Disney movies. But in 101 Dalmatians, there are two adult Dalmatians, Pongo and who?
Oh, man.
You ever watched that movie?
I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid.
But you saw it at all, brother. I got through like 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm out.
I mean, I definitely watched it as a child, but
they don't really have them as characters at Disney World or Disneyland. You can't really just have Dalmatians floating around.
It was Pongo and Mrs.
Cruella's there, though.
Cruella DeVille?
Yeah, I've seen her. Mm-hmm.
See, this is how you mess with your kids. You say, hey, there's Cruella DeVille. And they go, yeah. They ask them where the 101 Dalmatians are. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of them, man. All right, let's go back to your childhood again. What did Rumpelstiltskin spin into gold? I vaguely remember hair. Rumpelstiltskin. See, I thought hair too, man.
Hey.
It was straw, yeah.
Hair. Straw.
Oh. See, I'm tracking with you, brother. I thought it was hair.
No, that's Rapunzel. That's Rapunzel, right?
But it wasn't hair. But it wasn't gold. She just had long
hair that she could get her man up the tower.
Crazy thing is, it was her armpit hair. Oh. That's the one thing they don't really cover in that book.
Stefan, question five.
What decade? Question number five.
It was her nostril hair.
What decade saw the first ATM?
Ooh. I'm going to say 80s?
90s? 70s?
70s.
No way.
Yeah. ATM's been around
for a
minute.
No way. Huh. 70s?
Never would have got that. You weren't a Wall Street banker.
I don't know. Well, yeah.
I guess. Right. I mean, it's kind of like the first cell phones. There were certain people that had them.
Yeah. Oh, I thought for sure.
And, you know, ATMs probably helped the Coke trade that blew up in the 80s immeasurably, right?
You'd have to think, yeah.
It's a late night drug. Sure. It's not like the banks weren't open and say, hey, man, I'm going to go down to one of these snazzy ATMs. I'll be right back. Thank God for ATMs. It truly helped the drug culture, man.
And strippers.
God damn, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. All these cottage industries, man, just because of the ATM, everyone made a little more money.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. Boo-Boo is the sidekick of what cartoon character?
What was the name?
Boo-Boo.
Boo-Boo.
Hey, Boo-Boo.
Hey, Boo-Boo.
Oh, Boo-Boo. That's Wait, is it Yogi Bear?
Hey,
Yogi the Bear.
All right.
Oh, Boo-Boo.
Very good, yeah.
I never watched Yogi Bear. Somehow I know Boo-Boo.
Hanna-Barbera was just okay.
I did not enjoy Hanna-Barbera.
I liked Hanna-Barbera. Rocky and Bullwinkle?
They were, some of their skits were all right. Flintstones, Jetsons, what else did they do? Yeah, Yogi Bear.
Banana Splits.
Did they do that?
Yeah, they had the Banana Splits. You remember the Banana Splits?
I do. I love that song.
How does it go?
I can't remember. It's just crazy, and like the Banana Splits are going down giant slides.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw the show, man.
You saw the
Banana Splits?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't.
It's like four creatures. There's like a yellow one or like blue one.
It doesn't ring any bells.
Sigmund the Sea Monster, wasn't that one of them, or was that a different show?
I'm telling you, I'll find that song. We'll put it
all
on.
Right.
And you'll be like, oh, I remember
that song. All right.
Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the game?
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Big Dummy.
Hola.
Matthew, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Matthew.
All right, my man.
Men's room poll, you got to sit through one. Will it be the opera, the ballet, or the tabernacle choir?
I'm going to sit through the ballet, Black Swan.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go and get a beer and maybe five shots. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. You sit right here.
Do they sell popcorn to those things or anything like that, man?
I would like the loud movie theater popcorn where you can hear the milk duds rolling down the box every time someone is like. Yeah, I want the loudest food possible.
Just to drown it out.
Just to.
All right, here's your question. What is the heaviest breed of bear?
Oh, it's Kodiak. Yo. I'm wrong.
I know you're wrong.
Polar bear.
Grizzly?
Polar bear.
Polar bear weighs more than a grizz.
What's that?
Weighs more than a grizzly bear?
Yes, indeed. Huh. Remember, most of its fur is blubber for the most part.
Yeah.
Look, ma'am, I know you said polar bear in the end, but it's like chess. You took your finger off that chess piece when you came in.
I did. I said Kodiak first.
Uh-huh.
You're thinking of dipping.
Yeah, you're thinking of the welfare bear.
All right, here's your question. What animated Disney classic was the first U.S. movie to have a soundtrack album?
Cinderella.
Fantasia. Beauty and the Beast.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Mm-hmm. That was the first movie to have a soundtrack album. That's unbelievable.
Yes. You think it'd be like, singing in the rain.
Something. Yeah. That was beautiful, Miles.
Thank you.
Sit through that ballet, Miles.
Mm-hmm. All right, your question. Does sound travel faster through the air or water?
Matthew?
Hello?
I'm thinking about it.
Don't think too much.
I have to say air.
Hang on the line, boys, man.
For a long, long time.
Believe it or not, it travels four times faster on the world.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more of Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has some cool and crazy foods. In the meantime, we've got Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Matthew on the line working on question number four, for Team Not Sober.
Welcome back to the show. Matthew, here is your question. Used to complete the first transcontinental railway, the last spike was made of what?
Gold.
Oh, there you go.
Good job.
Well done, sir.
The lightest, the softest metal available.
That's right. You think it's still there? Did somebody steal it by now? I mean, come on. It's got to be.
Probably ceremonial, and then they probably yanked it out.
That's a strong point.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola.
Andy, are you sober or not sober?
I'm unfortunately sober.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. Andy, men's room poll, you got to sit through one of these. It's living hell. Will it be an opera, a ballet, or the Tabernacle Choir?
There's no words in the ballet, right?
I don't know.
No, man. That was one thing I didn't know until I saw the Nutcracker. I'm like, how are you supposed to know what the hell's going on when they're not saying anything?
Well, then that's much easier to fall asleep to, so I'm going ballet.
Okay.
Jesus. I mean, I can't believe anyone honestly likes this.
Andy, are you asleep?
I'm getting there.
Oh. All right, here is your question. What country has the longest coastline? In the world? In the world.
I'm going to go with America, with the East and West Coast. I don't know.
How about Chile?
Nope.
Australia.
Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Keep in mind all the lakes and bays and everything else it has the longest coastline in the world.
Okay.
Where is Machu Picchu? What country would I find Machu Picchu? Oh, he's gone. Okay.
Oh, he's gone.
Peru.
It is Peru.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
I don't know. Mike, Andy? Like, signaled the phone thing. I look like, he's not there.
Right. Okay, well, we'll try again.
That explains it. Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Nate, welcome to the program. Thanks for stepping up. Nate, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober. Nate, welcome to the show. All right, Nate. Men's room poll. Sit through one. Will it be an opera, a ballet, or the Tabernacle Choir?
Opera.
Oh. I'm right there with you. If I got to sit through this.
No way.
Yeah,
I'm going opera.
I've already put dirty words on what he said.
I can see Pagliacci.
It doesn't matter. To me, it reminds me of Bugs Bunny. I am uncultured, but it reminds me of the Warner Brothers cartoons. I can make sense of
it. You think they
this.
Have pizza there?
Right, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question, my operatic friend. In what American city would you find Telegraph Hill? I was going to name my kid that.
I
Hello?
Hello. Yes, we're here.
Yeah, was it New York?
I'm going to go Boston. That would be San Francisco.
All right.
San Francisco. Okay. All right, your next question. On October 22nd, 1692, that marked the last time a person in America was hanged for what crime?
Witchcraft.
Yeah.
You'd be all correct, sir.
That was the last witch
hunt. That was the last time.
October 22nd. Last witch hunt they've ever had.
Right.
Game is, it goes back to 1692. 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Hola. Oh, is this Toothless Don?
Toothless Don.
Oh, Don, I wish you could win a tooth or two on this program, but unfortunately you can't. Don, are you sober, not sober?
Team not sober.
All right. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Don, what do you want to sit through there? The opera, the ballet, or the Tabernacle Choir?
I went to an opera once, and me and my buddy were stoned, and we made it more of a comical than an opera, but it was great.
All right, so you're going to go opera.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Very well.
Yeah, if I were stoned, this would be hilarious.
It's better than the ballet.
So what I mean, it's just upbeat, man.
Yeah, it's better than the ballet. Ballet's horrible.
No idea what he's saying, and it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't. You can be like, "Who's sitting in the fifth row? I peed in your soda." Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Here is your question. What two planets are typically synonymous with men and women?
Ooh, Venus and Mars.
Good talk. Very good. All right. Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA.
Oh, hang on there. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Mike, sober, not sober.
Sober,
Mike. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Men's room poll there, Mike. You got to pick one. It'll be the opera. What is it?
Pavarotti.
All right, opera. Here comes opera. Now tied. Now getting close to matching the ballet. Do they do this every time at all the operas? I feel like they got to close with this, right? So everyone knows one.
More than a feeling, I live in a trailer. I think that's what he said. All right.
So it's Boston.
Yes. Here is your question. What does the TV network abbreviation CBS stand for?
CBS. Broadcasting.
Wow. CBS.
Chicago Broadcasting Station?
Oh, Columbia.
Columbia. Yeah. Columbia Broadcasting System.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. I did not know that.
We were once fine employees of those very same people.
Yes, indeed.
Once.
Where they came from, smart and warm.
The golden years.
What ingredient provides the pearls in bubble tea? At a reputable place.
Oh.
What is that?
The pearls in the bubble tea.
Things you suck through the straw.
Yeah.
I have
to. Okay. Tapioca.
All right, hang on the line there, folks.
We'll get to you here in a second. Just got to let our station so identify gross. Themselves.
If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. More of Big Dummy coming up here in seconds.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.